Good morning. This is the reporters for TSN.ca. I'm Paul Hollingsworth, filling in this week for Dave Hodge. Our reporters this week, Cathal Kelly, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons. Cathal, we'll start with you. Mark Cohan soon leaving his perch atop the Canadian Football League. Was he really good? Was he really lucky? Was he both?
I think in the end, what you have to judge him on is his results, and you can't say those results are luck. In every important aspect of the game, he grew it, he built stadiums, he signed a TV deal that leaves it in very good shape as he leaves. And more importantly, he stopped the leakage. I think Mark Cohan has to be judged not just a great CFL commissioner, maybe the greatest.
Certainly by the business of the CFL and the stadium expansions and getting a team back in Ottawa. But I look at the game. Has Mark Cohan left the CFL game, what you see on the field, in better shape? Watching Winnipeg-Montreal, or certainly the first half of Winnipeg-Montreal a couple days ago, I can't say that the game itself is any better. Now, I don't know if Mark Cohan has anything to do with the quality on the field, but I think that has deteriorated in his time as commissioner.
Absolutely, the game has deteriorated, and we could probably spend a couple weeks debating why or talking about why. But you look at his time in office, and he didn't have the crises that his predecessors had. I mean, you go from Jake Adair to now. It's been crisis management in the CFL. Are teams going bankrupt? Is this team going to exist next week? Is the league going to exist next year? He came in, and all of a sudden, it was like he was the Wizard of Oz, and the streets were paved with gold in a way. And, so some of it, I'll give Mark Cohan credit and say, he's been the most successful commissioner maybe since Jake Adair, and possibly even including Jake Adair. But I don't know how much he had to do with it or how much time and circumstance had to do with it.
Whether he's lucky or whether he was really good or whether he was both, what happens next for the CFL based on the springboard he has left? Is there future expansion, perhaps even more, like more improved stadium structures in the country? What prosperity could the league have going forward based on what he accomplished in office?
Well, you're always trying to grow it. I think that for whoever is the next commissioner, the huge problem is going to be, it's the one thing Cohan leaves he didn't take care of is Toronto. What happens to the Toronto Argonauts? Because that looks, especially with Tim Leiweke leaving MLSE, that deal is now in terrible flux. So what is going to happen to that team? Is you need someone to save it. Cohan seemed like the guy who could get it done. He couldn't get it done. Why would the next person be able to?
Well, he did deal with one Toronto crisis very well, and that's the Bills game here. I mean, go back a while, Steve. You said there were no crises. We looked, all of us here, I believe, looked at the Bills series as an existential crisis for the league. Oh, my God, the NFL is coming. Run for the hills. And Mark Cohan said, wait a minute. And he let the Bills essentially peter out here. So he handled that well by taking a step back. How you untie the Gordian knot of the Argonauts, I don't know. I mean, there was the Grey Cup here, the 100th anniversary, you got the right result from a league's perspective. But the Argonauts remain the Argonauts, and they're playing in a building that's unsuited to them. And I don't know, there's going to be a U2 concert pretty soon, so they can't move to McGill.
You know, to me, it's the Rubik's Cube of Canadian football. The league works pretty much everywhere else. Hamilton eventually will have a stadium that will be built. We don't know when. It may not be this season. It may not be, you know, until the beginning of next year. But Saskatchewan's getting a new stadium, and Winnipeg now has a new stadium. And, you know, other than maybe the BC Lions that, you know, that are sort of in a Toronto kind of problem from time to time, there's no situation like Toronto. The largest market, the richest market, where the advertising dollars come from, and the interest is limited in the team. And Marco and I, we went to lunch in his first week or two as commissioner. And he asked me, how do I fix this? And we talked.
He asked you.
No, we were asking, going back and forth, like, how do you fix this? And because he wanted to hear people's views of it. And in the end, we're almost 8 years later, and I don't know if anything's been fixed.
What's next for him? Bob Nicholson leaves Hockey Canada. He reappears. We see second acts all the time from the sports landscape. Do we see a Mark Cohan 2.0 on the sports landscape, whether in this country or in North America?
Well, the real key question about him is his youth. Usually when you think of a guy that, with a legacy this size, leaving an organization that size, He's in his 60s. Mark Cohen is 48 years old. He could do anything he wants. I suspect with a guy like that, everybody wants their legacy. Everybody maybe wants to run an Olympic committee, or I think he probably wants a bit of cash now. It'd be a smart thing to slip into business, a consultant for a few years, and, you know, pull down a few million.
Yeah, he's got a pretty nice resume going on, and we've all praised what he did in the CFL. Mark Cohan's future is the least of my worries.
You know what I wonder about, though? Commissioners don't usually leave when they're riding the wave. And if you watch it in any sport, unless they've been there a really long time, see like 22 years or how long David Stern was in the NBA, but normally they don't leave after 7 years.
Selig's making $22 million and Goodell's making 30 and Gary Bettman's making 8 million. What's Mark Cohan?
We don't know, and it's nowhere near those figures in any way at all. But what I want to know, the real reason, I want to know why he's leaving. Because, you know, it's kind of being the commissioner of the CFL is often, it's like being the head of a government of a country where the states run amok. And the individual, it's kind of like the old Russia when everybody was
or
leaving.
The new Russia.
What? Or everyone's leaving in different directions. Because the nine franchises, I'm going to talk mostly about the eight because Ottawa is new. The nine franchises all operate basically independently. They don't want central government. It's not a fun job to be commissioner of the CFL. But if you've got everything going that way, why do you leave? And as you say, while you're young.
Mark Cohan leaving the stage.
Perhaps, thank you, Johnny.
Perhaps chasing the buck, bigger bucks. Gentlemen, thank you so much. That is the reporters for TSN.ca. Thank you for watching.